when nights are cold and lonely.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I hope you appreciate the music we've chosen for today's show, My Wife Talks Back. You can email me at bruce@brucesalen.com. That's Bruce and Salen, S-A-L-L-A-N.com. Or tweet me at Bruce Salen. Our next segment is again the Men's Room with Wayne Levine, and it is sponsored by the Wright Center for Orthodontics with offices in both Santa Barbara and Camarillo. Their number is 805-68-SMILE. Again, that is 805-68-SMILE. You can reach the Santa Barbara office at 805-687-6453 or the Camarillo office at 805-484-1688. Again, in Santa Barbara, 805-687-6453, Camarillo, 805-484-1688. And be sure to tell them Bruce Salen sent you. Welcome back to the Men's Room with Wayne Levine. Wayne.
Yes, sir.
Hello again. Let's talk about listening. Mm-hmm. What was that you said?
Yes.
Listening to our wives, not easy.
For some men, it's not easy. You know, last night in group, one of the guys made a comment about how it's really hard to listen to what his woman is saying sometimes because he's just not interested in what she's talking about. And the point is that we don't have to be interested or care about what she's talking about. We just have to care about her. And it's a distinction that most men don't understand. Because, you know, they're not terribly interested in what we're saying either. I know firsthand. But if you love someone, then you listen. Now, then you have to look at, well, why is it difficult? Why am I having a hard time listening to her? And one of the things we mentioned in the last segment was that oftentimes men hear their mothers talking when their wives are speaking. And you know what? Women know this. They feel it. When their men are looking at them and they see their mothers, I've talked to a lot of women, and they definitely get when that's going on. And so when she's not happy with something or there's a conflict brewing, men will often tune out because they just switch back to an earlier time when the conflict was very painful, maybe when there was abuse in the house. You know, any number of things could have happened when the guys were younger. And they actually go back to that place unconsciously in that moment, and they're no longer able to listen to their women.
You know, you talked about tools earlier, and you certainly detail them in a great detail in your book. One of the tools I learned from another source that I can't remember, and I think it's a valuable one when you listen to one another, is, as simple as it sounds, is to repeat back in your own words what the other person is saying. Not the exact words, but to basically say, let me get this straight, Wayne. What you're saying is, and you repeat back what they're saying. Do you agree that that's a worthwhile tool?
Well, that's used in a certain form of couples counseling, active listening.
Yes.
And it's an important tool to use, I think, when people have no skills in listening to each other and there's so much tension. I think it's absolutely a very useful exercise. I think that we have to be careful about applying techniques across the board in our relationships because it can feel very stilted, not very natural. I think there are times when it's important. I mean, certainly if you're not clear about what you've heard, it's really important to repeat it back and
ask a question.
I'm dealing with one man who has been refusing to say what's on his mind in the moment, and he's always misinterpreting what she's saying because he's already in another space. He's not present at all. And so I'm trying to get him to start talking in the moment, asking questions, clarifying. So it is important to do that. And I think early on, if you're trying to develop new skills, I think this active listening technique could be very helpful.
Then there's the problem of either one of you not hearing what you're saying or misinterpreting it. And this is what I also mentioned before the break. My wife and I had a pretty heated argument the other day in which I really was thoughtful in how I expressed myself. And there was an underlying issue that I was concerned about. And it resulted in something happening that I did not blame her for. It was the underlying issue that concerned me. But I told her that the result was such and such happened, but the underlying issue was what I was concerned about. She, no matter how well I expressed it, she focused on, oh, you're blaming me for the result. Even though I said, no, I'm not blaming you for the result. It's the underlying issue that concerns me. And she got mad that I was blaming her for the result. I actually did not know if I could be any more... I don't know if I could have expressed it any better. I really thought about it, and yet she chose to hear just that she was being blamed.
Okay, well, first, you said that you had an argument. So did you actually have an argument?
Well, it turned into an argument. When I was saying what I just told you, I was calm.
Okay, so it turned into an argument.
Because she felt blamed.
No, that's not why it turned into an argument. It turned into an argument because you didn't hear her. You were not successfully communicating what you wanted to communicate. It wasn't happening. And rather than letting it go and regrouping and figuring out another time, you had some momentum. You were getting a little frustrated. You tried again until now you're arguing about the frustration between the two of you and the point is missed. So it happens a lot. Sometimes it's not going to work, either because you didn't do it a good enough job, or she's hearing what she's hearing, and you're not going to get your point across, not in that moment. And so we have to learn to let it go. Oftentimes we know we don't want to quit until it's done, and we've made our point, we've wrapped it up in a bow. We have a hard time, people in general have a hard time living with the ambivalence of a moment. Carl Jung talked about that. That we have to learn to live in the ambivalence, meaning we can't always settle it. We can't always figure out the best choice in the moment. And sometimes we have to just sit with the fact that we can't resolve an issue. We can't resolve a choice at the moment. We just have to be good. So sometimes if we're feeling like we're stuck between a rock and a hard place, and if you go to bed and you sleep on it, you might wake up to find a third option in the morning once you've relaxed. And I think the same thing goes for these moments where we're not able to connect with the people we love. It's best to just stop, you know, sort of stop, drop, and roll, wait, come back to it later when you're a little clearer and you let that frustration level subside.
I think that's wise. Yeah. There's no question. We are almost out of time. What would you offer as, say, last-minute tips about listening and talking with the opposite sex?
One of the things that one of our guys in group, a very wise man, suggested is that we need to have a love affair going on in our homes. And that is a context with which we need to hold, you know, where we need to come from in our relationships. And when you want to have a love affair, you care about the person you're with, and you listen. And if you have a hard time doing these things, then you go out and you ask for help. And that's really what these men's groups are all about, a place to ask for help so you can be the best husband you can be at home.
Quickly, again, where can our listeners reach you?
Well, right now they can call me because I'm going to be free for the next 5 minutes. But generally, you can come to bettermen.org and find out how I can work with men individually to help them be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be.
It's been a pleasure, Wayne. I'll talk to you next week.
Yes, sir, Bruce. Thank you.
I want to again thank the Wright Center for Orthodontics for sponsoring this segment of the Bruce Allen Show. They are the orthodontics office that cares. Call them at 805-68-SMILE and say that Bruce Allen sent you. Tweet me at Bruce Allen or email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. It's time for a break. Come back for Teen Wrap with Pastor Drew Sams.